The world is complicated, but knowing the past can help us understand it so much better.
That's where we come in. I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's history podcast.
Every week, we'll dig into forgotten stories from the moments that shaped our world.
Throughline from NPR. Listen and subscribe now.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'll start by saying, the dream team's here!
The dream team!
NPR's Marissa LaRusso and Lindsay McKenna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey there. So we each get to share two songs today.
Two songs.
Yeah.
All two songs considered.
And I've got a upbeat one and a sort of, you know, like a little bit of saddy kind of tune. Mm. You guys? I'm guessing saddy looking at faces.
I have two sad songs.
And I also have two sad songs.
Okay, then I'm going to start with the kicker, the upbeat thing, and we'll take it downhill from there.
All right.
Great. I'll start with a new record from the sisters known as Joseph. That's Natalie Shepman, Allison, and Megan Klosner. And they have a new album coming out. It's called Good Luck Kid. It comes out September 13th on ATO. And I'm going to let Sister Natalie tell us about this song.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for including our new song, Fighter, today. This song came from a moment when everything fell apart and my sisters and I almost broke up our band. But we decided to stay and fight for it, to fight for each other. These are really challenging times, and I know I personally get tired from the weight of it all. But this song looks me in the eye and helps me out the door to stay present and keep fighting. It's also a celebration of those who are getting up and getting in the fight every day, in everyday ways. This is for them, and it's for all of us who woke up today and decided to keep trying. This is Fighter.
We could just carry on, act like nothing's wrong. Don't leave me in the dark, don't leave me in the dark. Used to shallow breaths. Don't leave me in the dark. Don't leave me in the dark. You think you're keeping the peace. Why you creep away from me? You think you're keeping the peace. Don't keep yourself from.
Joseph.
I feel amped up.
Yeah, that's true. So much for sad songs. Yeah. Now we just have to take it down a notch.
Oh my gosh, we're going to do that, aren't we?
I feel like this is not the first time in recent memory that you have brought a song to the show where the artist has talked about it's a really hard time and we need songs to remind us to keep going and keep fighting. But I'm glad to have this like canon of songs right now.
That's awesome. I think it's about 10% of the songs that come out.
No kidding.
That song from Joseph is from an album called Good Luck Kid. It comes out September 13th. It's produced by the same person who did the Meg Myers record.
Oh.
His name is Christian Leggy Langdon.
Ooh.
Leggy.
Good alliteration in there.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a nickname?
No, I mean, I was a Bobby. But okay. That's kinda...
Marissa, do you have a nickname?
No, I'm the only of my siblings
okay.
with no nickname.
Turn it around here. What do you got?
You started
this.
I know. Okay, so a softball coach growing up called me Pudge, which is not a name that you want to be called as a young girl growing up and playing sports. No. It was after the catcher, Ivan Rodriguez, who was called Pudge. But
okay.
In any
but
case.
Still, you don't want
it
that.
Is terrible. Please don't call me that.
I feel like I call you Linz, which is a nickname that is not Pudge.
Thank you.
So there's
Linz.
That.
Only Linz.
Who's bringing us down?
Well, I have kind of a good transitional
okay.
type thing. I have a song from a band called Longbeard, which is the project of a songwriter named Leslie Bear, who is based out of New Jersey. And I first heard her music in 2015. She put out a record called Sleepwalker, and I totally fell in love. It was like pure Marissa music. It's got these like very kind of sad, languid pop melodies, and the guitars are a little bit shoegazy. The first time I heard it, it made me think of like the very early Soccer Mommy demos that were on Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. Just like makes you feel young and heartsick and vulnerable. Totally fell in love. So Longbeard's putting out a new record. It's
Yay.
Called Means to Me, and it comes out in September. And it was actually co-produced by Craig Hendricks, who produces Japanese Breakfast.
Okay.
So that's a good sign to me, I think. This first single is called Sweetheart.
Thank you.
Did you ask her to write that?
Did I? Was that written just into my taste sweet
yeah,
spot?
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Yep. Yeah. And so that's Longbeard. And Leslie says about the song, she's a songwriter. She says, it's a letter to someone you've lost touch with from a long time ago, finding some small connection to their life with regards to yours, how the thought of them resurfaces every once in a while, and how they may have shaped the person you've become while wondering if you've had a similar impact on them.
Mm, I like.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Very
sentiment.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
All right, let's stay sort of in the same wheelhouse. Shocking. Yeah. We sit next to each other, as you guys probably have recognized
you
by now.
Marissa, yes.
So I want to take us to a band that comes Philly via Portland via Montana. This is a band called Strange Ranger.
Say that again?
Strange Ranger?
I have friends in a band called Strange Mangers.
We need a compilation.
We do.
So the voice that you'll hear on this track is the band's keyboardist, Fiona Woodman, and this is the only track on the record that she sings on, sings primary vocals on, uh-huh. And it is called Message to You.
I liked everything about that.
All right. Excellent. We got a winner. So that's Message to You. I'd say it's got some of that 90s indie touchstone sound, but it's also got a little like West Coast alt rock sentiment. And what I like about this particular record, Remember the Rockets, which will be out July 26th. What I like is that it feels like a little more exploratory, some of that like flourish at the end. I think that they're pushing themselves a little bit further outside of that sonic terrain. Isaac Iger of the band said it was definitely a learning curve to figure out how to do some of that weirder stuff. So a little bit more weird sounds to come from Strange Ranger.
I liked everything. I loved the drum sounds on there.
Yes.
I don't just and the words a couple of times made me laugh.
There you go.
Or smile, I should say. Yeah. A break. And I think I'm going to pull it down even more. You okay for that?
God.
Challenge accepted.
Bring your tissues when we return.
And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, creators of the Yeti microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue is here to help you tell your story and build your audience. Visit bluedesigns.com/NPR for special pricing. Raise your voice with Blue. Support also comes from Showtime and the four-part documentary series Shangri-La. Academy Award-winning director Morgan Neville and Grammy-winning music producer Rick Rubin give you an unprecedented look at the creative process and how it leads to artistic greatness. Go inside Shangri-La, Rubin's studio, where some of the most iconic albums of our time were produced, and hear from some of today's most talented musicians. Shangri-La starts streaming July 12th, only on Showtime.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, here with Marissa and Lindsay. So you know that feeling when you hear a song and you're just bursting to share it with friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we do.
So this song is by an artist named Asia. She's from Brussels. A friend of mine, Giselle, sent it to me from Vancouver. She found it on some French blog.
Wow. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, me too. And it's just this EP. And I'm just absolutely thrilled to play this. She's clearly influenced, Asia is clearly influenced by, more intrigue coming, Julian Baker.
Oh, my goodness.
And Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So you'll hear all that and maybe even a touch of Japanese breakfast, you know, whatever.
This is extremely targeted content.
It's so good. The EP is called Choked Up, and the song I'm going to play for you is called Church.
Tell me what to do, but if I'm being honest,
Yeah, that's pretty squarely in my wheelhouse. From the minute the guitar started, I thought, yep, that is like exactly a kind of Julian Baker style, like alone in a big room, picking solo notes on an electric guitar. Mm-hmm. Yep, I love it.
Yeah, so beautiful. The song is by an artist named Asia. She's 19 years old, lives in Brussels.
19? Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Well, I don't know what you were doing at 19, but I know I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, nope, not at all.
Yeah, really beautiful surprise. So I'm really thrilled to put that in the world. We're doing a Spotify and Apple Music playlist. It's just under Bob Boylan. I added that to the playlist. I also added the Lucy Dacus song about America that she wrote, her conflict about America that was really beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So go look for that. There are other great NPR music playlists as well.
They're all on our homepage, too. So if you head to npr.org/music, you can find them right there, squarely on the homepage.
That is a social media human.
That's me. This is the day job. This is what they pay me for, folks.
Awesome. What do you have, Marissa?
I have a song that kind of continues in that vein of overwhelming sadness. it's from a band called Bad Heaven Limited, which is a project from a songwriter named John Galm, who used to front an emo band called Snowing out of Philly. But this is not necessarily a loud emo band. This song comes from Bad Heaven's sophomore album called Strength, which is out next month. And I'm really intrigued by this record. The lyrics on the record focus a lot on kind of the world that millennials are aging into, where the economy is a little bit all over the place and we grew up amid a recession and its aftermath. There's kind of the feeling of that America is perpetually involved in war. There's the gig economy. There's just like ways that late capitalism is crumbling around us. And the lyrics on this record talk about those things a lot and how it feels. But the sound of the record, to me, also really captures all of that chaos and kind of the ways that we can feel a little bit desperate. And there are moments of like big droney feedback that remind me a little bit of like Phil Elverum. And there's a little bit of like slow core sadness that reminds me a little bit of like bands like Low. So anyway, you can hear all of that on this song, which is called Bed.
Can I have a drink?
I can't wait till I get out of bed. All of the people I've met.
boy, oh boy.
I know.
The sound was great, okay?
The sound was beautiful, but kind of crushing, right?
Yeah, completely.
I think a lot of that song is about feeling, the songwriter said, about feeling eaten alive by mental illness and about the dream of relief that comes from living with a chronic mental illness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're down,
Lindsay. We've definitely...
usually our show, we pick it up.
We're not going to pick things up. I'm so sorry. Although, okay, we will change gears a little bit. So we were talking about anxiety, but I want to talk about something that's kind of similar but not the same, nostalgia. Okay. Nostalgia. It's a little bit lighter.
That can be positive.
Yeah.
I have great memories.
Exactly. See? Okay, great memories. Let's go with that. Where were the two of you in 1997?
I had just moved back to Maryland.
Okay.
Got a house, had a little kid, cats.
Okay, good. Marissa?
I was a little kid.
As was I. All right, there's a reason that I asked that. The reason is that the track that I want to bring is called Michigan 1997. It comes to us from an act called Dolly Valentine. Dolly Valentine has origins in a duo called Holy Golden, and it was Leslie Schott and Andrew Valenti. This is the debut under that moniker, so this is the first track that we're hearing is this sort of revamped presence, Dolly Valentine.
I love this name, by the way. Is this a completely made-up name?
That, you know, there was an Instagram post that said that it just stuck with her, and she knew she had to work under it, so really interesting.
I love that.
I know. I love it when inspiration strikes, so... This track features guest vocals from Field Medic, and it also has on it players from Ott and Illuminati Hotties. The record was produced by Sarah Tudson of Illuminati Hotties, so a lot of heavy hitters here. And there's one central question that's at the heart of it. It's, where do you want to go? And everything sort of builds around that reflection. So it's wistful, dreamlike, and, you know, it's a great question worth considering. Where do you want to go? Where do you guys want to go?
I feel like that could be a positive question. Yeah. You know, where do you want to go? The future is limitless.
Amen.
Yes. let's end it there. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's all songs considered. That harmony was good, though.
See?
You guys working that out?
Yep. Oh, yeah. In our off time, we harmonize.
We got a band.
Fishermen wear and smoke, we cannot really tell just who the joke is on.